Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, this episode, we're going to listen to a song called Bugsy, a song about one of our dogs. Bugsy is on the 2014's Do Not Rush the Dawn LP. So we'll listen to Bugsy and then talk about it on the other side.
She's right there by my head. It's not a double, it's a queen size bed, yeah. She got a funny little snore when she sleeps, and a little black nose to sniff out the secrets that she keeps. It don't matter how my day ducked and dodged me, she's right there with her warm little body. I sit down and she's up in my lap, licking off my worries till she curls up for a nap, yeah. Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy girl, you got my heart, I got the whole wide world. See, there ain't no judgment, your wide open eyes, you take what's given and you tell no lies. It's real, you're an understated party, it don't matter if we're early or we're tardy. You sniff out love and you jump up for a treat. Get so excited you can't stay on your feet. Oh, Bugsy girl, come on up here. Let me whisper in your ear. Yeah. You know I love you, Bugsy, Bugsy girl. Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy girl. Some things in life have their price. You plunk down your change, you think that's nice. Well, there are some friendships that just can't be bought. They're freely given and they're freely sought. Well, me, I love the furry kind, a little cold on the nose and waggly on the behind. And the little bugs, yeah, just as good as they get. I ain't seen none that could match her yet, no. Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy girl, you got my heart, I got the whole wide world. See, there ain't no judgment, your wide open eyes, you take what's given and you tell no lies. It's real, you're an ankle high army, I see it coming and you always disarm me. I got a smile when you run that way, your legs like springs when the big dogs play. Well, you sniff at the flowers and you chew at the grass. Yeah, you never let a single morsel pass. You got a hunger, just puts me to shame. It makes me happy just to speak your name. Yeah. Bugsy, won't you come up here and let me whisper in your ear? Oh, you know I love you, Bugsy, Bugsy girl. Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy girl. You know I love you, Bugsy girl. Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy girl. Bugsy girl. Yeah. Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy girl. You got my heart, I got the whole wide world. See, there ain't no judgment. Bugsy, Bugsy girl, you got my heart, I got the whole wide world.
Bugsy. So Bugsy was a rescue dog that my wife and I got. It was probably in 2014. It may have been, actually may have been 2013. Bugsy was a little Cavalier King Charles, the first of probably many that we'll have. We actually have another one right now. But Bugsy was our first, and Bugsy was apparently the runt of the litter. She was extra small. If you know anything about Cavaliers, they have sometimes have a little bit of breathing problems. They have pretty short noses and sometimes some difficulty getting things through there. And because of that, they also sometimes have some congenital heart issues. So we got Bugsy from a woman who loved Bugsy very much, but she lived out on a ranch and had a couple of little rambunctious boys, and her husband worked the ranch, and they had lots of big ranch dogs, and it was just not the best place for a little Cavalier King Charles who really had difficulty breathing. So anyway, Bugsy came to us, and she was the sweetest. She got her name because part of her being the runt, she had a little slight deformity on her face. She had one eye, especially when she would get excited or especially upset or something like that. One eye would kind of really poke out. She had this one eye that was kind of a bug eye. So anyway, that's how apparently they named her. We didn't. That's how she got the name Bugsy. So Bugsy was a sweetheart. The other very noticeable thing that she had was the breathing problem, which amounted to a fairly loud snoring issue at night when we slept. And of course, she slept in our bed with us quite often, on the edge of my pillow right by my head. So, you know, that's one of those things, the loud snoring, it's one of those things that can really annoy you with a dog. But Bugsy was so sweet and so cute that it was just endearing. Anyway, I will, I think on the main page of the podcast, I will post not only the album art for Do Not Rush the Dawn, but I've got a nice picture of Bugsy. So you can get a sense of all that from the picture. So anyway, we'll take a look at the lyrics first. And there's a lot of lyrics. This is more lyrics than I usually write in a song. And I should say, I had already started working on the music. I was playing around with some music. Sometimes I do that. I'll start out with music and I'll think, hey, this is working, this is working. And then at some point down the line, I bring some lyrics to it. So that is how Bugsy got started. But we'll take a look at the lyrics and then talk a little bit about the music in a little bit. Bugsy. She's right there by my head. It's not a double. It's a queen-size bed. She's got a funny little snore when she sleeps and a little black nose to sniff out the secrets that she keeps. So I had a little fun starting the song that way, being a little bit less than forthright with what the song was about. I mean, you've got the title Bugsy, and you've got somebody, she, and a male voice right there by my head. It's not a double, a queen-size bed. She's got a funny little snore when she sleeps. And so at that point, you're thinking, hey, wow, man, if this is his wife or his girlfriend or something, she's going to be a little upset. But then you realize the little black nose. This is a song about a dog. And I wanted to keep it light, and I wanted to keep it fun. And I'll tell you why. You know, when we got her we knew that she might not live for a really long time. And we got her and just absolutely fell in love with her. And then at some point, the vet said, you know, she's probably got about a year to live. And that's about the time when I wrote this song, thinking about how sad it would be to lose her. But she's still alive. I wanted to write about her being alive. And so that's kind of where the song came from. It don't matter how my day ducked and dodged me. She's right there with her warm little body. I sit down. She's up in my lap, licking off my worries till she curls up for a nap. You know, if you're a dog person, you know this feeling of having struggled through a day of work and all the various struggles, all the various challenges that have come up, frustrations. You just feel, you know, some days, you know, you just feel beat down. Just you come home and you plop into a chair and you just want to, I don't know, just kind of disappear. But when you have a dog, or when you have dogs, and we currently have three, that's the most exciting part of their day. When you come back home, when you sit down and their tails are wagging, their faces are bright. If they're lap dogs, when you sit down in the chair, they jump up and they're up there and they're licking you and they're saying hi, welcome home. It's so good to see you. It's so wonderful. And I think this is one of the reasons why, you know, most of the studies have shown that people who own dogs live longer. Dogs make you feel like you have a place. On a day that was just awful, on a day when you're worn out, you think, wow, it couldn't have gone much worse. A dog, if you allow it, if you're mentally and emotionally open to that, a dog can say, no, it's okay. You're awesome. A dog kind of says, you're the most awesome, amazing person on the planet. And you know that's not true, of course, but your dog doesn't know it's not true, and your dog acts like it's absolutely true. And that's the way Bugsy was. Bugsy just absolutely made me feel like, wow, I'm the most important person. When I come home, Bugsy's up in my lap just making me feel like, wow, some kind of king or something. So anyway, then we get to the refrain, the chorus that comes back and forth. Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy girl, you got my heart. I've got the whole wide world. See, there ain't no judgment in your wide open eyes. You take what's given and you tell no lies. So Bugsy, In a nutshell, you know, when you've got a dog like Bugsy, at that moment when they're making you feel great, you feel like you got the whole wide world. Even if you can't pay the bills, even if you can't figure out what's next, how you're going to solve the problem tomorrow, feels for a moment like you got the whole wide world. And that idea of judgment, you know, we move through a world quite often where we're feeling judged or evaluated constantly. Not the dog. Or if the dog is judging, they're you're coming out on the positive end of that, you know. Her wide open eyes take what's given and you tell no lies. So she just took, dogs will take life as it comes, and they're not liars, you know. They're open and they're honest. So that's a refrain that comes back around each time. We'll take a look at the next section. It's real. You're an understated party. It don't matter if we're early or we're tardy. You sniff out love and you jump up for a treat. You get so excited you can't stay on your feet. Oh, Bugsy girl, come on up here. Let me whisper in your ear. You know I love you, Bugsy, Bugsy girl. So she was an understated party. You know, you look at her and she looked like, wow, man, that dog's a little bit messed up. She's really squatty and her eye kind of pokes out and she's, you know, snorty and snory and but she was always a party. She'd just get excited. She'd bounce and her tail would just wag and wag. And sometimes she'd kind of wag herself into falling down a little bit, but and she'd get right back up. And she was always excited. You jump up for a treat. You get so excited you can't stay on your feet. That is one thing. She was always excited about treats and always looking for something to eat. And sometimes the something she was looking for was not, you know, really what we wanted her to be eating. We live in an area with lots and lots of deer, and she definitely had a thing for deer droppings. So, you know. And that's, once again, you know, one of those things where you think, wow, man, that is just disgusting. But, you know, that when a cute little dog who loves you, you know, it's just, you just deal with it. If you've got one of those, you know what I'm talking about. So right after that, come up here, let me whisper in your ear, you know I love you, Bugsy girl. We get back, Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy girl. And the following section. Now, some things in life have their price. You plunk down your change and you think that's nice, but there's some friendships that just can't be bought. They're freely given and they're freely sought. You know, and once again, I suppose this goes back to the whole work thing and the bill paying thing and the adulting thing and all of those things that we worry ourselves about as human beings. Just not worries for a dog. And they can remind us of the things that are, you know, that are truly, truly important and maybe truly substantive, you know. I know I'm not saying money isn't substantive, but there are things that have so much more substance than the numbers associated with your bank account, the numbers associated with your bills. I know you got to deal with those, but I think it's really important that we have small animals that we love in our lives that remind us their love is free. There's not a price you can put on it. This is not a friendship that's based on some kind of transaction. And I know, I realize that our dogs at some level stay with us because we feed them. But I'm convinced that it's far beyond that. Our dogs care deeply. We make relationships that are at some level unconditional. And all you have to do is see the dogs that are with, you know, we have a lot of homeless folks who come through our town. And I know those dogs don't have a lot of the thing. They don't get to eat as much as other dogs. They don't have a real safe shelter, but you can still see that deep, deep love, that deep loyalty that they have for this person that they're in relationship with, who may or may not be able to feed them any better than they're able to feed themselves sometimes. So that's a beautiful thing about dogs. So freely given and freely sought. Me, I love the furry kind. A little cold on the nose and waggly on the behind. Yeah, little Bugsy's just as good as they get. I ain't seen none that could match her yet. No. Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy girl, you got my heart. I've got the whole wide world. See, there ain't no judgment in your wide open eyes. You take what's given and you tell no lies. So we move into that refrain again. And then the following section, it's real. You're an ankle high army. Now, Bugsy was very short. You'll see that if you take a look at the picture. She was a little bitty dog. But you know, little bitty dogs don't always know they're little bitty. She was a powerhouse at ankle level. I see you coming, and you always disarm me. And I suppose this disarming is, you know, if I'm in a bad mood, I see her coming, and I smile. Disarming. How can you be upset? How can you be angry? How can you be frustrated when you see Bugsy running towards you? I got a smile when you run that way. Your legs like springs when the big dogs play. We had two other dogs at the time. One we still have, but they were both big dogs. And so we have these two big dogs, big important dogs, big beautiful, picturesque sort of dogs, a golden retriever and a black lab, and then this little clown dog, Bugsy. Your legs like springs when the big dogs play. Well, you sniff at the flowers, you chew at the grass, you never let a single morsel pass. That's a little reference to the deer droppings. You've got a hunger, just puts me to shame, makes me happy just to speak your name. You know, I think that idea of a hunger, you know, dogs, they have a hunger, they have a desire to embrace, to live life, to get everything that they can, and sometimes we lose that. We lose our enthusiasm. It's inspiring to have a little dog that's just enthusiastic all the time about whatever it is, whatever there is to eat. Makes me happy just to speak your name. Bugsy, won't you come up here? Let me whisper in your ear. You know I love you, Bugsy, Bugsy girl. Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy girl, several times. And then we wrap up the song with the refrain. You got my heart, I got the whole wide world. See, there ain't no judgment in your wide open eyes. You take what's given, you tell no lies. Bugsy, Bugsy, Bugsy girl. And then we fade to the end. So, you know, this is a tribute song to a dog. I don't know, if you're a songwriter, you probably have at least been moved to do that before. I actually have written several songs for pets, and I always feel a little bit like, does anybody really want to hear that? But you know what? I think people do. I think people who, especially people who know animals, who are in relationship with animals, they understand that. So this is an important one because Bugsy is gone now. Now I should say this: we got word that Bugsy was going to live for about a year, and actually she lived probably 4 or 5 years after that. So we had Bugsy for a good long time, and I like to think it's because she was so happy with us, and we were so happy with her. And that just extended her life. We also figured out how to be a little more careful as far as not pushing her too hard on a hike or taking care of her when it was hot outside, making sure she didn't get overheated. So just to talk a little bit musically about the song, as I said, it started, the music was there, and then I brought the lyrics to it when I was inspired to write the song because of just thinking about, you know, what I thought might be coming pretty soon, losing Bugsy, which, you know, we didn't anytime soon. But so we began, if you listen, it started out with a little riff, actually, on a resonator guitar, a little slide resonator guitar, and which I built from there. And it has several different sections that come and go, kind of the more melodic sections that have a little bit of keyboard, piano in there, gentle there, and then kind of the energetic sections where the percussion comes in, and you get a sense of that, this little dog running and jumping and springing and falling over and then getting up and jumping, and it was just a thoroughly fun song to do. And when I hear it, I immediately picture Bugsy. I picture Bugsy on those wonderful days that we had her when she was with us and we were hiking and it was a beautiful day and she was excited and finding little bits of poop to eat and and just the beautiful things that you do with your dog, you know. So that's Bugsy. From 2014's Do Not Rush the Dawn. You can find all of my music and lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. Lots of things to either to purchase or to stream there. I appreciate your joining me for this episode of Dancing Moon Songcast. New one comes out every Friday. So until next time, be well.